Listening Comprehension, Task 1. You will hear an interview with an Australian girl called Verity, who has recently been on a student exchange program. For each question, 1 to 6, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 20 seconds to look at questions 1 to 6.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
With me in the studio is Verity Meehan, who's recently returned from a six-month exchange program with a family in the Netherlands. That's a long way from home, Verity. Why did you choose to do your exchange program there?
Well, none of my friends have been there or anything like that, but my grandfather spent some time there when he was young, and he said I should visit one day, and I'd planned to do that as soon as I could. So when I had the opportunity to go to Europe, it seemed like the obvious place to go.
But you were only 15. Was there anything you found difficult about living in a foreign country?
Well, the family I stayed with in the Netherlands were really kind, and I wasn't lonely because I shared a room with one of their daughters. She helped me get used to my new routine, made sure I got up in time and things like that. The only thing that was hard was the 1 kilometre bike ride to school every day. I enjoyed it in the summer, but in winter it was terrible.
So when you arrived, what did you notice straight away about the Netherlands?
Well, I remember the first few hours really clearly. I knew the weather wouldn't be warm because it was winter, but it wasn't as bad as I'd thought it would be. The family met me at the airport and we drove to their village. I was a bit disappointed by the countryside. It looks much nicer in summer, but I was so excited when I saw all the old buildings there. They looked exactly how I thought they would.
And what was the school like?
It was okay because there were a lot of classes in English, and they gave me projects to do when there were subjects in Dutch I couldn't understand. The school was very modern and much bigger than most schools in Australia. The library was fantastic, and they also had a lot more science labs than my school at home.
What about the students?
They were really friendly. They gave me lots of advice about places I should visit. They'd all travelled a lot more than me, although no one had been to Australia. But what I found really strange was that they'd never thought about going away from their families for several months like me. Some of them couldn't understand how I could do that.
So, is this an experience you'd recommend?
Oh, definitely. I think 6 months was the right amount of time. I needed that amount of time to learn the language. But after 6 months, I really needed to see my parents. I was so happy to see them again.
Now listen to the recording again.
With me in the studio is Verity Meehan, who's recently returned from a six-month exchange program with a family in the Netherlands. That's a long way from home, Verity. Why did you choose to do your exchange program there?
Well, none of my friends have been there or anything like that, but my grandfather spent some time there when he was young, and he said I should visit one day, and I'd planned to do that as soon as I could. So when I had the opportunity to go to Europe, it seemed like the obvious place to go.
But you were only 15. Was there anything you found difficult about living in a foreign country?
Well, the family I stayed with in the Netherlands were really kind, and I wasn't lonely because I shared a room with one of their daughters. She helped me get used to my new routine, made sure I got up in time and things like that. The only thing that was hard was the 1 kilometre bike ride to school every day. I enjoyed it in the summer, but in winter it was terrible.
So when you arrived, what did you notice straight away about the Netherlands?
Well, I remember the first few hours really clearly. I knew the weather wouldn't be warm because it was winter, but it wasn't as bad as I'd thought it would be. The family met me at the airport and we drove to their village. I was a bit disappointed by the countryside. It looks much nicer in summer, but I was so excited when I saw all the old buildings there. They looked exactly how I thought they would.
And what was the school like?
It was okay because there were a lot of classes in English, and they gave me projects to do when there were subjects in Dutch I couldn't understand. The school was very modern and much bigger than most schools in Australia. The library was fantastic, and they also had a lot more science labs than my school at home.
What about the students?
They were really friendly. They gave me lots of advice about places I should visit. They'd all travelled a lot more than me, although no one had been to Australia. But what I found really strange was that they'd never thought about going away from their families for several months like me. Some of them couldn't understand how I could do that.
So, is this an experience you'd recommend?
Oh, definitely. I think 6 months was the right amount of time. I needed that amount of time to learn the language. But after 6 months, I really needed to see my parents. I was so happy to see them again.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete task one. This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two, questions 7 to 14. Task two. You will hear a boy called Jake talking to his classmates about a diving trip he recently did with his family. For each question 7 to 14, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at questions 7 to 14.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My name's Jake, and I recently went on a fantastic diving trip with my family, swimming under the water. It was very exciting. I'd never gone diving in open water before, like a river or a lake. I'd just done my diving training in a pool, but I was really looking forward to my first real sea dive, so off we went. We couldn't decide where to go at first. We considered going somewhere in Europe, but then friends in the USA offered to let us stay with them, so we went to the coast there where there were perfect diving conditions. On the first day, we went out in a boat with our instructor and other people learning to dive. My father stayed in the boat and my cousin jumped into the sea at the same time as me. I was excited, although a bit scared too, as the water was deep. As we swam down, we saw lots of strange sights. A huge plant growing underwater, some shells, and my favourite thing of all, a ship. It had been there many years, and it was fascinating to look at. I was a bit worried as we were swimming around, because we'd heard there might be sharks in the area. Only small ones, but it didn't matter. So I was very scared when some big creatures came swimming towards us. But they turned out to be dolphins. They played with us in the water. We even managed to get some photos. We hoped we'd see some flying fish, but no such luck. Each day's dives were completely different. We did 3 dives on the first day and 4 on the second, plus a few more, 11 dives altogether, including a night dive. I even got a diving qualification at the end of it all. It was the best trip ever.
Now listen to the recording again.
My name's Jake, and I recently went on a fantastic diving trip with my family, swimming under the water. It was very exciting. I'd never gone diving in open water before, like a river or a lake. I'd just done my diving training in a pool, but I was really looking forward to my first real sea dive, so off we went. We couldn't decide where to go at first. We considered going somewhere in Europe, but then friends in the USA offered to let us stay with them, so we went to the coast there where there were perfect diving conditions. On the first day, we went out in a boat with our instructor and other people learning to dive. My father stayed in the boat and my cousin jumped into the sea at the same time as me. I was excited, although a bit scared too, as the water was deep. As we swam down, we saw lots of strange sights. A huge plant growing underwater, some shells, and my favourite thing of all, a ship. It had been there many years and it was fascinating to look at. I was a bit worried as we were swimming around because we'd heard there might be sharks in the area. Only small ones, but it didn't matter. So I was very scared when some big creatures came swimming towards us, but they turned out to be dolphins. They played with us in the water. We even managed to get some photos. We hoped we'd see some flying fish, but no such luck. Each day's dives were completely different. We did 3 dives on the first day and 4 on the second, plus a few more, 11 dives altogether, including a night dive. I even got a diving qualification at the end of it all. It was the best trip ever.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete task 2. This is the end of task 2. Now turn to task 3. Questions 15 to 20. Task 3. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Harry, and a girl, Laura, about wildlife photography. Decide if each sentence 15 to 20 is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions 15 to 20.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Laura. Have you seen these wildlife photos in Animals magazine? They're the winners of the recent competition.
Let's see, Harry. There are some good ones. That fish is great. You can see it quite clearly under the water.
The sun's shining brightly on the water, though. It'd be better without that. The one of the tigers, brilliant, I think.
But I prefer photos of the things you might find living in your garden. Tigers always look wonderful, so anyone can take a brilliant shot of them. Just go to the local zoo.
Well, you've got a point. That's why I like your photos. All your pictures of frogs and stuff, they're common animals, but you make them look special.
Thanks, Harry. I think it's more about being lucky, though, and not moving. And it isn't easy when you're watching wild creatures and not making any movement, but they'll run away if you do.
I know what you mean. I've missed some great photos by moving at the last minute. Anyway, the other thing's my camera.
What about it?
Well, it's not like yours. Maybe I need a more advanced one to get the photos I want.
It's fine. You just need to learn more about how to use it. I bet it's got buttons you haven't even tried yet.
Maybe. I'm often disappointed with my pictures, though. I'm thinking of going out before 5 in the morning and going down to the park.
Well, there won't be many people around then. You could get the same pictures later in the day, though, just by being a bit more creative in how you look at things. Anyway, what about the photography course at the college in town? Have you decided yet? We'd learn a lot.
Well, I do need to know more about techniques, but I can always just ask my brother if I've got a question. But I am thinking about it.
Well, it's up to you.
Now listen to the recording again.
Hi, Laura. Have you seen these wildlife photos in Animals magazine? They're the winners of the recent competition.
Let's see, Harry. There are some good ones. That fish is great. You can see it quite clearly under the water.
The sun's shining brightly on the water, though. It'd be better without that. The one of the tiger's brilliant, I think.
But I prefer photos of the things you might find living in your garden. Tigers always look wonderful, so anyone can take a brilliant shot of them. Just go to the local zoo.
Well, you've got a point. That's why I like your photos. All your pictures of frogs and stuff, they're common animals, but you make them look special.
Thanks, Harry. I think it's more about being lucky, though, and not moving. And it isn't easy when you're watching wild creatures and not making any movement, but they'll run away if you do.
I know what you mean. I've missed some great photos by moving at the last minute. Anyway, the other thing's my camera.
What about it?
Well, it's not like yours. Maybe I need a more advanced one to get the photos I want.
It's fine. You just need to learn more about how to use it. I bet it's got buttons you haven't even tried yet.
Maybe. I'm often disappointed with my pictures, though. I'm thinking of going out before 5 in the morning and going down to the park.
Well, there won't be many people around then. You could get the same pictures later in the day, though, just by being a bit more creative in how you look at things. Anyway, what about the photography course at the college in town? Have you decided yet? We'd learn a lot.
Well, I do need to know more about techniques, but I can always just ask my brother if I've got a question. But I am thinking about it.
Well, it's up to you.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete task 3. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.